This is our musical reaction, breakdown and commentary analysis of this song under fair use. We intend no copyright infringement, and this is not a replacement for listening to the artist's music. The content made available on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, notwithstanding a copyright owner's rights under the Copyright Act. Section 107 of the Copyright Act allows limited use of copyrighted material without requiring permission from the rights holders for purposes such as education, criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. These so-called fair uses are permitted even if the use of the work would otherwise be infringing. Now on to the Rock Roulette podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Rock Roulette Podcast. That's right, the crazy-ass podcast that took over 1,700 albums, stuck them in a list, stuck them in a wheel, and every other week we spin the wheel, she picks a record for us, and we go through it track by track. We talk about the music, the lyrics, the production, the melody, and the arrangement. Just about some friends who wanted to do a podcast who love music, and everybody who takes this trip with us of discovery and rediscovery every week, we thank you so much. Keep the numbers up, spread the word, and you know, reach out to us. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, maybe some albums that you'd like to hear, or whatever the hell you want to tell us. I'm willing to listen to anything. And we are a trio again tonight. We've got Frank.
My name is Frank.
Hello, everybody.
We got Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Sav.
Ciao, buonasera.
In typical form, last week, the wheel picked Tiger Tail's second album, Berserk, which I owned to the shock and amazement of especially Mark. But like I said, I bought it somewhere in upstate New York when I just wanted something, and that's what I saw, and I bought it. And I told him, I like the first song, second song's not bad, you guys might like that. We may or may not like the rest of it, and I pretty much, like Nostradamus, predicted this perfectly, because once those first two songs were done, the honeymoon was over, right, Mark?
Yeah. It turned out to be exactly what I thought it was going to be. The first two songs weren't horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what the second side does, but from looking at the names of the songs, this is going to be another bunch of crappy lyrics, and I don't know. I don't have much faith that this is going to save it.
I think some of the melodies of the second side are really what's going to ruin some of it. You never know. I didn't remember liking really anything past the first two songs either. Frank, what's your overall take? First two and that's it?
Yeah. First two were really good. Caught myself humming the Bomb Bomb Baby a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, yeah, it's cool. It's pretty much like you said. You have to be a fan to really appreciate it.
It's definitely glammy. It's got some of that sleaze. We talked about some LA Guns in there, some Poison in there. Who knows? Maybe there'll be something that'll sneak through on the second side too. Before we get to that, we...
In a world where new music is not easy to find, welcome to New Bets.
Okay, here is the New Bets wheel.
Cool. The Black Crowes Pharmacy Chronicles. I knew that they'd been busy. I didn't know that they had singles out, or I may have known and just hadn't listened to them. I try not to listen to things, even when it's like, oh, there's a band that has something on. What if it comes up on the podcast? I want it to be fresh. Do either one of you guys have any idea about this?
I do the same thing. I purposely don't listen to things. I haven't heard this. I'm excited. I like the first couple of records from the Black Rose. So I'm curious to see what this is like.
Frank, you're a pretty big fan, yeah?
Yeah, I saw them live in Woodstock. That was their last stop of this tour that they just ended. They did announce they were working on some new materials. Here it is.
Is it just the two brothers at this point from the original?
Mm-hmm. The two brothers were there. Yeah, just the two. They were really good live. Really, really good. And to watch them in Woodstock just made it that much more special.
Alrighty, well, here it is. This is Pharmacy Chronicles by the Black Crowes.
That's the Black Crowes. It's not bad. I think I'd need another listen or so to know whether I'd go back to it.
Well, you're going to listen to it, so that's your answer right there.
Well, no. I mean, I might. It's, I don't want to sound bad because I don't think it's bad, but it's nothing special either, I think. I'd go back to it to say, okay, well, let me see if it hits me better another time. I don't dislike it, so it's weird. Frank, you as a big Black Crowes guy, what do you think of it?
I think this is one of those songs that sounds 10 times better live when actually performing it than recorded. But yeah, it's their signature sound. I love that sliding guitar sound there. I can't wait to see them play this live.
It's definitely not a bad song. I wasn't sitting here going, oh my God. I was just sitting here going, oh, okay, I kind of heard this. It was what I was expecting, which may not be a bad thing. That's like hearing an AC/DC song and saying, hey, this is what I was expecting. Well, of course, what'd you expect? They write good songs like this. Mark, what do you think?
I thought it was fine. It sounded like the Black Crowes. I'm not too sure I'm sold on the way the slide guitar sounds. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get an old-time slide guitar with all that reverb. I just think it distracts from the song if the slide with guitar was just slide guitar. Mm-hmm. And they did it in the first verse, and the second verse, it didn't have any. And I think I like the second verse better just because I'm not a big fan of the sound. There were some weird changes there and places where I think that they paused, where they shouldn't have. I don't know. It does sound like Black Crowes. I'm just not sure whether I like this as much as maybe the older stuff and whether it'll take a couple of listens. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the drum sound?
I think they were going, like you said, for a certain sound. It was kind of that warm, but at the same time, I think the production was a little muddled. Everything was very loud, which was odd to me. It could be the way it came through on the headphones. The second album, Southern Harmony, whatever it's called, there's a warmth to that production that I love. And I think that's what they were going for here, but it was loud. Everything was very loud. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the drums sounded fine. I thought they were better than normal production we hear on new stuff.
Yes, I think they were going for a vibe. They caught the vibe. I just thought it was a little bit loud, whereas the second album has that warmth to it that's sometimes Salvation and Remedy and whatever. You feel like you're in there with them. I definitely like the vibe of it. I think that's what they were going for, so I do appreciate that.
It does sound like the Black Crowes, and I guess that's all you can expect or all you really want. I think it's fine. If you guys like it, let us know. Or if you don't like it, let us know on the social media places. You know where to get us. Let's rubber stamp this.
In a world where new music is not easy to find, welcome to New Bands.
Okay, here we go. The next song is Love Overload.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
I thought you were going to make a Love Gun reference.
Well, that too.
I think the main riff isn't bad. I think the production has been pretty solid throughout. I'm not crazy about the verse. The chorus isn't terrible. I don't like the melody in the verse. I think with a better melody, this could have been a stronger song, but the chorus is okay. I think it's better than some of the tail end stuff on the first song.
I guess so.
And in comparison...
Could double entendre this a little bit better.
It is what it is. I think it's slightly better than the last three songs on the first side. Kind of like the drums. I like what he's doing with the percussion and stuff.
I like the guitars. The guitar playing as it kicks in. And that's about it.
Yeah, that main riff is okay. The production's loud. I like that. The drums sound good. It's in your face, which I like.
The production has been good.
I've always liked the production on this record, mm-hmm. whether I like the song or not.
Yeah. I just wonder if you have different lyrics, if the song would be better.
Let's put it this way. The lyrics haven't aged very well.
The music is good.
And listen, every band of the genre was doing this stuff. We can't just bust their hump about the lyrics. Poison did lyrics like this. Maybe just not as bad, even though I'm sure people hate Poison. People love Poison. There's people in the middle with Poison.
Yeah.
I think this is more first album Poison. This could be on that record just because of how bad the lyrics are. Speaking of lyrics, here we go. Ugh.
No, you have to sound more like somebody who's dry heaving.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's better.
Verse 1. Ain't got a love that lasts forevermore. Security ain't what I'm looking for. Hey, my weapon's loaded, so let's have some fun. Cause I got the gun. There's no way to run. Fire. Chorus. Love overload, shoot it up. Love overload, come on, push it down. Love overload, shoot it up. Love overload, oh baby, push it down. Yeah. It's so bad. Not even trying to make it interesting or quirky or whatever. Yeah, it's not good. All right, let's continue. Here we go.
What do you think of that?
That was so bad.
It fit the song though, right? You could say what you want. We're like, yeah.
No, the talk box. I don't think that was good for that.
I didn't think it was good, but it kind of fits.
Because it sucks? Yeah, okay. Wow. I don't know why they would choose the talk box for that. I don't think I would choose the talk box for that. Wawa better than talk box. I don't know. Whew, and the lyrics. What is Andrew Dice Clay? Oh boy. It's rough.
What's the next set of lyrics?
Okay. Verse 2. Don't need a reason, ain't committing no crime. Give me all your love, I ain't waste of time. Hey, I know you like it when the damage is done. Cause I got the gun. There's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to run. Fire. Chorus again. Bridge? Come on, baby, give me one more shot. Feel it, boy, she's getting hot. Do it to me, baby. Do it one more time. Oh, sweet lady, you're out of line. G-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-
Wow.
Giggity.
See, again, this is the reason why the scene went to shit and why it died and why it had to get replaced with something else. Because this is what you ended up with.
I don't think the music is that bad, though. I really don't.
The riff is okay.
And the chorus isn't terrible.
The chorus isn't terrible. It's not horrible, but the problem is that this is what you got. And the bands who were doing this in the mid-80s, they had already given up on this and changed up their stuff by 90, a little bit anyway. Even A Warrant was changing up. Poison had changed up. Motley Crue really wasn't doing stuff like this anymore. I don't even know if LA Guns was still doing stuff like this. It's not even Guilty Pleasure good, which is the worst part about it. I could say the first two songs on the first side were very Guilty Pleasure good. This is not even that. This is just bad music. Bad song, bad lyrics, stupid choice for the solo, talk box. Oh boy. Just wasn't the right place for it. Wow. All right, let's finish it up. Here we go.
Love Overload. They love their choruses. That's for sure.
I'm overloaded, all right. Not in a good way, though.
You're love overloaded?
I'm song overloaded.
Nice. So we got four more to go, Mark. You got to...
Frank, go first.
Oh, man. Well, lyrics and melody, I'm gonna give those a two. The music, the production have been good. It's good. And this song is good. It's been good throughout. So I'm going to give this one a little bit higher score than that. I'm going to go with a six for those two. And arrangement, I'm going to give a six. Seth?
I will say two for the lyrics as well. Four for the melody. I didn't think the chorus was bad, so I have to give it a little bit. Music, I'll say five. Production, seven. Arrangement, five. I think it's the best song since the second song. Mark?
I'd have to agree. I think as far as the last three songs on the other side, this is better than that, but not by very much. Two on the lyrics, three on the melody, five on the music, six on arrangement, and six on production. I don't know if I liked the guitar sound that much, and I wasn't very happy with the choice of Talkbox on the solo. I just don't know what else I can say about this. This is just low-hanging fruit.
It sounded like Peter Frampton came in and did the solo.
Yeah, it sure did. Okay. The next one is Action City.
I like that beginning riff, and then it goes into different melodies, which is odd. They're not terrible melodies, okay. I don't know. We grew up with glam metal. The stuff we like, the stuff we don't like. This is okay. Again, I think the production is good. I like the guitar sound. I like that opening riff, and then it goes into this other thing, but also reminds me of Action and Sweet. So it's almost like a play on that song, unless I'm not remembering the song correctly. And if anybody's listening, tell me to shut the fuck up. Cool. That's what it reminds me of, if it's a play on that song.
I hate the melody in the verse. I hate it. It's very fucked up. It doesn't flow at all. It's very Poison-ish in some strange way, just not as good. I'm not a big fan of the melody. And Action City, a city that has a lot of action.
I would think so. I guess it's like Party City, right? You can buy party stuff.
You can buy action here. Is that what we're saying?
Maybe you can buy some action there. Well, what do you say? Well, you got the lyrics, but part of a video or something?
I think you should call it City Action and try to change it up a little bit. Action City doesn't really roll off the tongue very easy.
Mm.
Hence, doesn't make a good chorus. It's just not very good.
I have no words right now.
He's speechless. He likes it so much.
It's definitely the kind of song that you listen to as you're walking into one of those peep shows.
Nice.
It's just blaring in the background. There you go. That's what the song is playing in the background as you walk into one of those peep shows.
Oh, it's just so bad. Here are the lyrics. Action, action, action. Do you want to be the star in a million-dollar video or to be the pin-up in a magazine? I'm going to take you somewhere straight out of your dreams. Dreams with a Z.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, right. You don't need a whole lot of money, oh no, because just about anything goes. You're going to see some action. You can be the star of the show. Tonight's the night you've been waiting for. Tonight, I know you'll be begging for more. Action City, won't you take a chance? Won't you come with me? Action City, won't you take a chance tonight? It's so easy to make it through the night when you're young and pretty. Action City, stop your hesitating. Oh, it's all waiting for you. All the action is waiting for you in Action City.
I think Action City is located somewhere between Guns N' Roses Jungle and Paradise City. And maybe somewhere also along the way of where Fallen Angel from Poison, like, yes, those city streets.
The same places, yes.
In between, not exactly. You know, like maybe she was kind of walking along, and on the way to Paradise City, she went to Action City.
You know, you can say what you want about Poison. You can say how bad they are or whatever they are. Their songs are so much better than this, regardless whether you like them or not. When you hear stuff like this, I don't know how you can even say they suck when you hear this. This is not great.
You could say they suck.
You'd be wrong, though, comparatively.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I guess.
I do think Poison has better songs.
Yeah, I just think that Action City is not a good name, and it doesn't help the whole sitch. And for Frank to go, I have nothing to say, and he likes Pretty Boy Floyd, you know it's bad.
No, no.
Let me tell you something. We talk about drinking games, and obviously we do not condone drinking. Pretty Boy Floyd is another one. For as many times as that name has been mentioned on this podcast, people will be drunk off their asses if they played a game to that.
And you'll never hear me say this again. Pretty Boy Floyd is way better than this.
I knew it.
And I don't like Pretty Boy Floyd. This is so much worse. It's not even funny. They make Pretty Boy Floyd feel like Beethoven. All right. We got to suffer through this. So here we go.
That's funny. I picture the guitar player saying, dude, what are you singing for? I'm still soloing. Stop. Let me finish. He just came in. What do you think of that solo, Mark?
And technically, it's not bad, obviously. It's just, it's so stock of the time. I have no problem with tapping. I don't know. It just sounds so cliche. It doesn't sound like it's part of the playing. It just sounds like, here, we got to tap because this is what we got to do. I'm fine with people who tap as part of their thing. Vito Bratta, even though I didn't like him back in the day, I have to admit that he was very good at that, and he was a very good guitar player. Red Beach taps, I'm fine with the way he does that. Here, it just feels very stock and cliche. It wasn't horrible. And that second verse, oh shit, that was so bad. What the fuck happened to the melody? It's totally different.
I didn't even notice. I don't think I've been paying attention enough to it. That riff is not bad. That I think if they had gone with that riff, it's a completely different song. I don't know how they go from that to this thing where it's almost like a forced catchiness to it. If they had gone with that heavy riff and just made a heavier song that went to that, I think it would be better. Even when they put it after the chorus before the solo, okay, we're going back to that. I thought maybe he was going to solo over that too. It's throwaway. I don't think it's a bad riff. I'm just a little perplexed as to why they go from that to something completely different.
I can say that one thing, I thought the background vocals were okay. If I have to throw any kind of a bone anywhere, I thought that was all right. Verse 2, you've never been to a town like this before, so get ready for the time of your life. Nonstop action, come on and take a bite. Back to that pre-chorus, back to the chorus. And the solo, and then he sings the pre-chorus, I guess, over the end of the solo, like you said. Just came in out of nowhere. Hey, I'm going to come back in here right now. You're not done yet, but that's fine.
He definitely was not finished. That's for sure. He was still going.
Yeah, seriously. All right, let's finish it up. Here we go.
What the hell was that?
I was going to say, Frank, mute your mic. What was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Were they playing Grand Theft Auto in the background?
I think there's this pre-GTA.
I'm so confused. At first, I thought I heard motorcycles like Girl, Girls, Girls. And then it sounded like the drill from Pound Cake.
Here's what I think happened. What I think happened was the guitar player said, oh yeah, he got recorded sounds, and while the guy was still singing, he's like, now I'm going to play stuff over you. And that's what all those sounds were, like cartoon voices.
I have no idea what that was. I have no clue. I just thought that it was a mistake of some sort.
I honestly thought like, oh, Mark's going to have to edit Frank's mic. He forgot to mute.
Why does it have to be me? Why did it have to be me?
Well, because people don't know, because Mark's an excellent editor, but sometimes we get your kitchen noises.
Well, what do you want to say? I'm recording from my kitchen. I just seeking to understand, did the peep show get rated? Is that
that was the Action City noises, Frank.
I see. All right.
I didn't get it either, to tell you the truth. I have no clue what that was. It was very bad. Sav, why don't you go first?
I'll say 3 on the lyrics, 4 on the melody, 4 on the music, because I like that opening riff, 6 on the production, and 4 on the arrangement, because somebody forgot to stop somebody. You're 2 points. Mark?
Oh, boy. 2 on the lyrics, 2 on the melody, 4 on the music, 3 on the arrangement, because I don't understand what that fucking end part was, and production, 6. Frank?
I'm going to give this lyrics a 2, melody a 2. The music I do like, I'm going to give that a 7. Arrangement, I'm going to give that a 6. And production, I'm sorry. This is one of those songs that I don't get. I'm going to give that a 4. The whole ending sounded weird. The rushing in during the solo was weird. The whole thing was weird.
I have a feeling this is going to continue. This is Twist and Shake.
For what it's worth, definitely the catchiest song since the second one.
I don't know what to say. This is so fucking bad.
You could say sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
This is definitely not as good as the first song. This is, I don't even know what the fuck this is.
No. I said it's catchiest melody since the second song.
I guess. I don't know. I don't like any of the melody here.
I don't know, man. You might be sha-la-laing tomorrow once this song is through.
Oh no, I won't be. No.
Frank, what about you? Are you going to sha-la-la?
Yeah, I'm going to be like the sha-na-nas.
You're going to be like Bowser?
Yeah, Bowser, exactly. Sha-na-nas.
Yeah.
No, what was the other one? The Brady song. The Brady song.
Figured out what this is. You know what it is?
What?
This is one of the horribly bad bands that were on Decline of Western Civilization Part 2. That's what this is. Horrible junk. Oh, the melody's horrible. Is this some kind of three-way going on with the daughter and her mother? Is that what's happening here?
Is it? I don't know. I wasn't listening to the lyrics. Oh, sha-la-la-ing.
After the sha-la-la-las, here's what it says. Verse 1. It's getting late and I can't wait another minute longer. I'm all yours, but your mama's next door. Mama's with a Z. Dancing to the same old songs on the radio. I would do anything just to keep her dancing. I would do anything just to keep you twisting and shaking. So, chorus, let your mama dance because I want a chance to be with you. Let your mama dance because I want to twist and shake the night away with you. Some weird mother-daughter situation going on.
No, well, no. He wants the mom to keep dancing so she doesn't pay attention to what they're in the room. That's what I get out of this.
I like my idea better. My idea would be much more interesting than this idea. Ooh, okay. I don't think this is getting any worse. Let's continue.
This song is extremely Poison-esque. I know you would say that you would do a better version of it. I don't think the melody is that bad. I don't think it's as catchy as Love Bomb Baby.
The chorus is okay. The verse melody is horrendous.
I'm not saying it's great. I think it's better than the other verse melodies that have come before.
You think? I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels just like it's jammed together.
I don't feel this one as much. Definitely Love Overload, without a doubt. Felt that way. This one doesn't feel as much to me. It's a little bit more coherent.
Okay. It's horrible.
I'm just saying, in my ears.
The chorus is sort of maybe catchy.
What'd you think of the solo? I thought the solo wasn't bad. It was good for the song.
The solo part and the solo was the best part of the whole thing so far. And I don't think it's going to change for me. First two. I want to see what you got for me. I know there ain't much time because if she opens the door and we're still on the floor, it'll be end of the line for me and you. And then everything else is the same. You're definitely right. I was wrong. It's not a three-way. It's definitely what you said. Trying to keep her occupied. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The wheel likes to torture me. I think that's what this is.
Better than what we've heard so far, I guess. But it's still not that great. Is this the last one?
No, I got two more.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's finish it up. Here we go.
Let your mama dance, 'cause I wanna twist and shake the night away with you.
Sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. It's got a little bit of that doo-wop thing to it.
I'll go first. Lyrics, 3. Melody, 2. Musicianship, I'm going to give that a 6 just because I like the solo and like the outro solo. That wasn't too bad. Production, 6. Arrangement, 5, I guess. Frank?
I think I would have liked this song a lot more if it was the Brady Bunch singing it. Seriously. The song has good spirit. That's about where I'm going to leave it. So I'm going to get the lyrics and the melody of 5 on this one. Actually, I'm going to do 5's all the way across. It's better than what we've heard so far, but it's still not that great.
That's another band Mark will love if he gets it. Tough. I will say a 3 on the lyrics, a 6 on the production, and a 5 on everything else.
You're much kinder than I am.
I don't think the melody was that bad. I think it was the most coherent one since that second song, honestly. It's just a silly song. It's a fun, goofy song, harmless little movie ditty kind of thing.
The chorus wasn't horrible.
Well, you gave the melody a 2. That's worse than the other ones.
Because the verse just sucked. I didn't like the verse at all.
I don't know. I don't think the verse was that bad.
Yeah, I didn't like it. So it kind of destroyed the whole melody for me. Even if I do say the chorus is decent, I just couldn't get over the verse. And then they had to do the Bon Jovi, okay, let's do one step up outro.
Did they?
Yes. Yes, they did.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, I can see. The next song, I think you can figure out what it's about. This is called Squeeze It Dry.
The pretty cat got another playmate. It's gonna be off we roll them from here to Pasadena.
I don't think it's about what you thought, Mark.
No, they threw me off.
I think it's about drinking. And it's got a Looney Tune reference in the beginning, which is always a massive plus for me.
Was that really Tweety Bird?
I think it was.
Was it? It sounded weird.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be.
No, I know it's supposed to be, but it wasn't really a thing from the cartoon, though, right?
I got to check it out because it sounded familiar to me.
Chorus is atrocious. The verses are not bad.
What do you think of the music?
It's okay. It's all right. It's better than the last one, I think.
I do like the verse better than the chorus in this song.
The chorus is bad.
I mean, any song that starts off with the Looney Tunes and it's not a cartoon is going to be trash, bro. So that's how I'm feeling. And it feels like there's two songs playing at the same time. Is that the keyboard or the guitar playing I'm hearing in the background?
That's guitar playing.
So it sounds like he's playing a different song. Or am I crazy?
I didn't hear it that way, but I can understand why you would think that. Yeah, it's not great. The beginning is wow, oh, wow, oh, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, shake it, shake it, shake it. Verse 1, open fire every night, a shot of whiskey make you feel all right, but we all know you're never gonna let it go. At work all day, will you act so shy? 12 o'clock, you'll be feeling high, but we all know you're never gonna let it go. Whoa, we all know you're never gonna let it go. Chorus, you gotta squeeze it dry. I know you like it. Yeah, you know you gotta squeeze it dry. Gotta let it burn. Oh yeah, just take one more shot because I know you like it. You gotta squeeze it dry, sink another drink, boy. My question is, squeeze it dry, was that ever some kind of a saying that I don't know anything about from this time frame?
I don't know.
Squeeze what dry?
Well, they are British, too. Don't forget.
Oh.
I'm not saying that that's it. If anybody in England listens to us and the UK listens to us, don't say like you idiots. I don't know if it's a terminology.
That would make more sense, though, if we don't understand what that means. Squeeze a dry must mean something. If you're from the UK, let us know. What does the fuck does squeeze a dry mean?
Well, I guess squeeze the bottle dry. They're just trying to be creative and saying, hey, drink your ass off.
That might be better. Okay, just for Frank, let's continue. Totally different song.
I like that part where it was Tiger Tales presents music from the Elder right before they went back into the in the chorus. That was a little bit silly. I don't think the song is that bad. It's harmless. Here's my take on this. To me, it's an okay filler track on a better glam metal album. I think it's bad because we'll get to some big bands that have albums where I'm like, ooh.
I like the end part. I thought the whoa, 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 that wasn't bad. That was kind of catchy. I don't know what that whole middle piece was where it went to wherever the fuck it went. It's a totally different song. Let me read the last of the lyrics. Verse 2. Oh, oh, your head is spinning round and round. One more lick and you'll hit the ground. Have a drink on me, oh, we'll get hell to pay. Have a drink on me, oh, we'll get hell to pay. And then there's a bridge. Day after day as the time rolls on, fading away, all your dreams have gone. Day after day as the time rolls on. And you gotta. And there's no solo? Maybe they wanted this to be a radio thing? Possibly? You go first, Saf.
3 on the lyrics, 6 on production and arrangement, and 5 on the other two. It's coherent. It's not terrible. Mark?
I don't know. I'm going to say 4 on the lyrics, 5 on the melody, because some of that stuff is a little bit catchy. 5 on the music, 6 on arrangement, 6 on production. Frank?
I'm doing 6s across on this one. It's not terrible. I like the guitar playing. The lyrics are okay. It's an all right song. I have nothing more to say about this.
That's fine. I understand the pain. Pain is over. This is the last song. This is Call of the Wild.
That chorus sounds so familiar to me. That double bass thing is the metal glam double bass. It reminds me of the Pretty Boy Floyd song. But I don't think he did double bass in that one. Your mama won't know. But your mama won't know if you're bum 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 bum.
I don't know what the fuck that chorus was. It sucked. The Wild Boy part at the beginning was better. They just called the song Wild Boy. They call the wild thing. I'm not feeling this.
What do you think of the music in the verse before it gets to the chorus?
I guess it's okay. I have to listen to it again. Chorus just fucked me up and now I don't remember what anything else sounds like.
Better. I don't know if it's because the other ones were so bad that this one now looks like a shining light, but we'll see.
Verse one. I was young when mama said, hey, why do you rock and roll? Well, I'm hot, I'm taking aim, and I'm out of control. If you feel like getting crazy, listen to what I say. Shake it, take it, make it, break it, any fucking way. Wild boy, loosen the city. Wild boy, you got nothing to lose. Wild boy, can you hear me? Wild boy, we're calling to you. Chorus. Call of the wild when we were young. Living for dreams, our time has come. Call of the wild will always be true. Call of the wild is calling to you. Okay.
Calling to you.
Yeah.
It's only Tiger Tales.
It is better than the other stuff. I think Frank is right. It sounds a little bit better because the other ones are so bad. Anyway, let's continue. Here we go.
I like that solo. That could be my favorite solo. I heard a little Mick Mars in there, I think, at certain points. Thought it was played well.
It wasn't bad. The verses are much better. I like the verse guitar playing. I like the verses. They're not horrible. That Call of the Wild. And then they did it twice. It shows you how bad it is when it's doubled up right after each other. It's just not great.
Yeah, I don't really like that chorus.
Here's the verse. No way you can bring me down. I'm switched to overload. Got my hands on rock and roll and I ain't letting go. On a roller coaster ride, my head's up in the clouds. Something that I'm gonna say and I'm gonna scream it loud. Wild boy, I guess, is a bridge and then chorus and then chorus again, then the solo, and now we're running it out. Here we go.
Mark, did you like the chorus better over the rhythm like that? Let's say the voices weren't as high.
I liked it better over the double time.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Because otherwise, it doesn't feel like the same song.
Mm-hmm.
feel like it hits a brick wall when the chorus comes because it's so slowed down. It just didn't fit the rest of the song. Go first.
I always go first. You go first. You said you liked it better. I'm still thinking.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Five across, six on production. Frank?
It sounded like one of those songs you can listen very easily on a musical reboot of Rocky Horror Picture Show or something like that. Mm. I'm going to give this sixes across. I just think it's because the other songs have been so bad. This is why this is shining, but I'm not going to fall for this positioning of the song. You know, the reason it's shining is because the other ones were so bad. Sixes across for me. Seth?
Four on the lyrics, six on the music. I think they played it really well. I have to throw them a bone for that. Five on melody, five on arrangement, and seven on production. Why not? It was half good.
I thought the verses were good. I thought the solo wasn't bad.
I liked the solo, yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
Chorus was better in double time.
Yep, agreed.
There are some albums I go, oh, I really wish I would have listened to this 40 years ago. I missed it all this time. This one, not so much. I think I'm fine that I've never heard this before.
I'm surprised. Surprised this came up. I really am.
Wow, the wheel does what the wheel does.
We asked for glam.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping for something else, though.
This is as glam as it gets, man.
All right, Sav, why don't you do your thing?
We are part of the Deep Dive Podcast Network and the Boneless Podcast Network.
Boneless? You don't like those chicken wings without the bone?
Like I always say, a great bunch of guys who both took us in. If you want individual podcasts about bands, Zeppelin, Queen, you name it, it's probably on there, so check them out. And mark where they can find this on the interwebs.
Rocker Led Pod on social media, rockerledpodcast.com. Do new bets, do merch, you know what to do. Put us on your auto downloads and give us 5-star ratings wherever you rate your podcast because that helps out. And share the episode too because that moves us up and gets more people listening. Thank God next week we get to spin again the main wheel because we need a palate cleanser from this thing.
Careful what you wish for.
I know, it's probably going to fuck me, I know. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
Take care, everybody.
Later.